Well, it turned off a little colder today, didn't it? It's good to be in a warm building tonight and enjoy with others and the singing of praise to God and having the opportunity to offer our prayers together. It's good to have Brother Jonathan able to join us tonight after he preached in Jasper yesterday and flew up today. We're delighted to have his good family with us and appreciate them being here so much. We have other visitors from the area, and we're thankful that you've come. We hope that when you leave, you feel like your hearts have been blessed from the opportunity that we have had to be together tonight. I want to speak to you tonight about one of the greatest invitations that mankind has ever heard. Jesus made the statement that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. This was a promise that he made, that he was speaking not about his ascension, but his being lifted up to die on the cross of Calvary. And during the time that he was here, he extended to us a wonderful invitation. You've probably heard it spoken many times. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. This is the promise that our Lord made on this occasion, as he gave the invitation. And our purpose in this lesson tonight is to look at that invitation, to analyze it and see why it would be one each one of us would want to accept. And so as we begin, we think about the invitations that we sometimes receive in life. You've probably gotten one. Perhaps one of the members of the church here had a daughter who was getting married, and they sent you this RSVP card. By the way, if you get one of those, be sure and send it back. They need to know how many meals they're going to pay for, and if you don't send one back and show up, it creates a problem for them. But you get this invitation, and whether or not you attend depends on who it is that is extended by. A family member that is here in the church that you've known all these years, you're going to certainly want to accept it. Now, if you get an invitation to attend a lunch by one of these guys that is trying to sell you something, you might just throw it in the trash, as I frequently have done. But on this occasion, look who it is who is extending this invitation to us. The Bible tells us who Jesus is, that he is the Savior of the world. When Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman in John the 4th chapter, she came and told the people, come and see who it is. It is the Savior of the world that is here in our midst. It is the one that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. His name was called Emmanuel because it means God with us. And he was named Jesus because he is the Savior of mankind from our sins. And his mission, as he described it, I am come to seek and to save that which is lost. He is the one that is extending to us this invitation. We've just started studying the Gospel of John, and in the first chapter, we see some of the wonderful things that are said about Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. Jesus existed before creation ever came into being. And he said that he was with God. He was not the Father, but he was with the Father. And he said he was God. That is, he was deity. And without him was not anything made that hath been made. And when you think about the statements that are made here about who Jesus is, he is the life that he has the ability to impart not only spiritual life, but he caused life to be breathed into that dust of Adam and caused him to be a living soul. And he also has the ability to call the dead in the tombs, Lazarus, come forth, and impart life into a dead body. He is also the light of the world. And this light of the world, the life God, the one that was with the Father, he came and dwelt among us, John said, and we beheld his glory, glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And that's the one that's saying to us, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. He is the one who is the great physician, the Alpha and the Omega, talking about the eternal nature of him. He is that bright morning star that can be the guide to help us find our way through life. He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, the Lion out of the tribe of Judah that is able to do battle with and win the victory over the devil. He is the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Wonderful and Counselor. Well, I'm telling you, you've never received an invitation superior to that one. And I don't care who extended an invitation to you, how important they were in your community, it doesn't compare to the one that the God of heaven has extended unto us. And so it's an important invitation that we receive. And why Jesus? Why does he want us to come? Because he is the Savior of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Wonderful statements that are made about him. We are attracted to him also because of his character. Here is one that's going to ask us to take a yoke upon us. We think about what a yoke is, and some of us who've seen pictures of the ancient times have seen these pictures of